Chased away by bombs and bullets, these refugees are trying to understand why their lives were destroyed in just 2 weeks. Their apartments shelled and burned. They took the brunt of the Russian offensive towards the capital. Residents of Bucha and Warsaw in the northwest of Kyiv were finally evacuated after being locked up in their basements for days with little food and water. Their cities now under Russian control.
The Russians tell us not to be afraid, they will not hurt us, but they create conditions that are very frightening. We see that people who try to move out of the city by cars carrying their things are being shot at. We could see the front seat covered in blood.
Svetlana Dekhtia escaped with her husband and children after Russian troops shot at her house and took over the apartment block.
They said nothing to people whose apartments they occupy. To one person they said, just go to the basement. One neighbor wanted to come to his flat to take some clothes before evacuating, but they did not allow him. He left with only his documents.
Others tell us about Russian soldiers throwing smoke grenades into basements to force people out and ordering men and boys to strip and crawl. A woman tells us an 11-year-old boy was killed doing that.
They've not only managed to escape a war zone, but also the harshness of life under Russian occupation. Many here are too afraid to share their stories on camera. Instead of liberating Ukrainians from Nazism, as Vladimir Putin says he wants to do, many here say there's nothing liberating about this war.
The Russian advance towards the capital received a serious blow when Ukrainian forces destroyed part of a large column of tanks. The Ukrainian Air Force so far has also managed to protect Kyiv from serious attacks from the sky. But Ukraine is suffering losses too.
Our tanks were bombed as well. In the streets of Bucha, there is a large column of destroyed Russian tanks. But close to our house, there's a column of Ukrainian tanks also destroyed.
Volodymyr escaped Russian-occupied Bucha, just 1 hour away from Kyiv. He says Russian soldiers smashed people's phones and took their SIM cards.
I asked them, guys, what are you doing here? Everyone here is speaking Russian. Who are you trying to liberate? Many here are from Donbass. We came in 2014. They gestured to me that they had no idea.
While Russian soldiers might not be sure about the goal of this war, to many Ukrainians it's clear. They believe Vladimir Putin is aiming for Maidan Square in the center of Kyiv, a symbol of a revolution 8 years ago that brought Ukraine closer to Europe, a prize that Ukraine will defend with all they have. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.